Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. During times of a pandemic, many people wonder if it is safe to travel by bus and by train. Per a study by the Charité, the answer is yes. Riding buses and trains is quite safe, even in times of a pandemic. The Charité Research Organization studied Deutsche Bahn personnel working in long-distance transport in 2020 and 2021. For this purpose, there were three test series with more than 1,000 employees each, and per the results, the corona risk is apparently no higher among personnel with customer contact than among those without such contact. The infection figures developed similarly to those in the general population during this period. This was also found to be the case in buses and trains in regional transport in a study of commuters in the Rhine-Main region. Once again, the Charité Research Organization conducted the study, which was commissioned by the German states and the Association of German Transport Companies. Almost 800 volunteers were tested in spring of 2021. The result? Those who use buses and trains in regional transport have no higher risk of infection than commuters who regularly travel by car, bicycle, or on foot. Three requirements are important for the protection of passengers: wearing FFP2 protective masks, keeping distances, and ventilating and setting air conditioners appropriately. These positive results are important for public transport companies because passenger numbers are still below pre-corona levels and many customers have become cautious. That's why the transport companies are sending out messages shortly before Christmas to win back trust. The Deutsche Bahn and the S-Bahn, the BVG and the ÖDEG all said they are checking whether the 3G rules, which have been in force since November 24th, are being adhered to on a random basis, just as the infection control regulations stipulate. However, they also made it clear that their train and driver personnel are not, quote, disease police, and that without the support of the federal police, effective control cannot be implemented. The extent of this support depends on variables like sick leave and other workloads of the police. For example, in addition to daily spot checks, the BVG is able to conduct one focus check per day with police and its own security personnel. Deutsche Bahn checked 150,000 long-distance passengers in 1 week, and 99% had complied with the 3G rules, and acceptance of the rules was high. With the timetable change starting in mid-December, Deutsche Bahn will offer new connections and 50,000 additional seats on long-distance services. Whether this will then lead to more space on other trains remains to be seen. Deutsche Bahn advises all customers to find out about the capacity utilization of trains before starting their journey via bahn.de or the DB Navigator app. About a year ago, Karen Klingen, president of the State Audit Office, or the Landesrechnungshof, had criticized the actions of the Berlin Senate. As the second part of the annual report of the independent auditing body states, in view of the office, when Berlin took out large loans for the corona pandemic, the state did not act correctly when it held back parts of them for other purposes. The Berlin state government had borrowed a large sum, 7.3 billion euros. Of this, more than 5 billion went into a pandemic reserve because it was not spent. However, according to the audit office, this is inadmissible. Klingen stated yesterday at the presentation of the annual report that emergency loans must not be used to finance additional measures that were always desired, but must be used to combat the emergency. In 2020, Berlin, like all other German states, was in an extremely difficult budget situation because of the pandemic. Restaurant owners and artists, for example, had to be compensated for the time they were unable to work, hospitals needed protective equipment, and an emergency clinic was set up at the Messegelände. In the report, the corona-related expenditures of the Health Administration and the Economic Administration are the most striking. The Health Administration spent about 670 million euros, while the Economic Administration spent almost 2 billion. The Transport Administration claims to have needed a little more than 200 million to compensate for a lack of revenue from the public and regional transport. At the same time, however, the Financial Administration claims to have had corona-related revenues of almost 3 billion euros. Therefore, according to the Berlin Court of Auditors, loans of around 500 million would have sufficed. In addition, in 2021, funds were taken retroactively from the pandemic reserve. The Senate justified this by saying that some funds were still needed for construction projects that could not be completed last year due to the pandemic, for example, because construction sites were not allowed to be entered or could only be with restrictions. According to the court, these are pandemic-related expenditures. However, this justification is not sufficient because the Senate failed to submit a supplementary budget this year. The report states that the credit authorization should only be made in the amount of the pandemic-related requirements. And auditors are now calling on the red-green-red government to do everything in its power to ensure that the budget is balanced again as quickly as possible. In the coalition agreement, the SPD, the Greens, and the Left had stipulated that the emergency loans would be repaid if they were not needed. However, the intention was to wait until the end of the legislative period. According to the State Auditing Office, at the latest in the 2024-25 double budget, revenues and expenditures must be aligned, adding that the coalition partners must set the course for dealing with the high debt in the future. Klingend added that partly because of the pandemic, Berlin's debt has risen to nearly 65 billion euros and will have repercussions for several generations. Berlin's Zoo Station will experience a renaissance when Deutsche Bahn changes its timetable next Sunday. As announced by Deutsche Bahn at the beginning of October, starting December 12th, the Zoo Station will once again be a long-distance train station. In the mornings and evenings, Sprinter trains to and from Cologne, Bonn, and Düsseldorf will be stopping there as well. The station in western Berlin has not been a regular stop for long-distance trains for 15 years, apart from a night ICE that has been stopping at the station since 2018. In 2006, the long-distance train stops at the zoo had been abandoned in favor of the Hauptbahnhof. With its sprinters, Deutsche Bahn hopes to attract people who otherwise use domestic flights. In the future, non-stop ICE trains will travel between Berlin and Cologne three times a day in less than 4 hours, up to half an hour faster than before. Berlin's Hofbräuhaus at Alexanderplatz is once again to be opened as a daytime meeting place for 200 homeless Berliners. Last year, the pub and a social service provider had worked out a concept for the care of those in need in order to make good use of the rooms during the corona pandemic and to generate income. Now, those responsible are building on this experience. Currently, an average of just under 1,150 emergency overnight spaces are available in the capital, and of these, more than 830 places are occupied. The accommodation is also marked this season by the corona pandemic. Barbara Breuer, spokeswoman for the Berlin City Mission, remarked that the good thing is that everyone involved has now got a certain routine in dealing with the impact. This includes, for example, vaccination offers and rapid tests. Twice a week, tests are carried out in the accommodations of the mission, and according to Breuer, willingness to get tested is high. For suspected or confirmed cases, there are 20 isolation and 16 quarantine spots, and 30 more spots are available if needed. Since mid-November, there has also been an infection control transport with the necessary protective clothing for all occupants. According to the Paritätischer Wohlfahrtsverband Berlin, in view of the sharp rise in new corona infections, there are currently supply bottlenecks for tests and many facilities lack money. Daniela Rattlebeck, a consultant for emergency housing assistance and housing policy, added that donations are very welcome. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.